You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy!
Yeah, let's play the game. Let's meet the players. Let's see who's going for it today. Representing for the victorious champion women, it's Christy. Good morning, Christy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much. Hope I can do us justice today.
Oh, who cares? You already won the month.
Girls
just
won
have
the month.
Fun now, yeah, Christy. Just have a good time.
If you got shoes on, kick them off. Just stretch out.
You have a mimosa.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for a living there, Christy Pants?
I work with second graders.
Oof. Yeah. You need that mimosa. Wow. Well, that's very kind of you.
Why aren't you working with the second graders right now?
Well, I have a sick daughter at home, so I'm home with her today.
Oh. So it's substitute teacher day, so it's movies and jacking around, right?
That's right. She's pretty excited to be home, so we're just hanging out having a mom-daughter day.
I think what Jeremy was talking about was
your class.
Was the classroom is just goofing off
They're
today.
They're just watching movies and playing on their tablets today. So
I'm just kind of, I'm the sort of assistant, so the teacher is still in class.
Oh, that she said I work with second graders. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yes.
We assumed.
Never mind.
What's wrong with your daughter?
Strep.
Oh, God. I went through a bout as a kid where I had strep like constantly for like 3 or 4 years. I'm surprised they didn't rip my tonsils out.
Did that
That's
with
why they took mine.
One of my youngest stepdaughter. Same thing. She got strep every year, something like 3 or 4 years in a row, and they were like, we're just taking them out, and she's never had anything since, obviously. So
they never did that for me. But nasty stuff.
All right. We hope she feels better soon. Good luck to you today. You're going up against this dude named Dan. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Dan. What's your line of work?
I'm a customer success coordinator for healthcare IT. Super exciting stuff.
That is such a made-up title if I ever heard
one. And so instead of customer service, it's customer success.
Coordinator.
Customer success coordinator. What a load of turds that is.
What a BS title,
dude. That's a bucket of turds.
Come on, even you know that's a BS title.
No, I agree. I'm the guy from Milton from Office Space. The guy that's like, I talk to the customer so the developers don't have to. That's me.
You're the middleman, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's funny. Well, one of my best buddies probably my best buddy in the world, Milo, that's the job he does. He's a middleman between the engineers at the company and the clients.
Huh.
Because the clients talking to the engineers, sometimes it does not
compute.
They don't really. And Milo is a communicator, so he's able to be the conduit between the two.
That's you, Dan. You're conduit.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just change your title to conduit, man.
Just say I'm the middleman.
Middleman Dan. And it rhymes.
Middleman Dan.
Middleman Dan.
I like it.
Have you seen my Stibler?
I will tell you this. There's no pressure on either of you. The girls have won the month, but we're still going to play for pride and for prizes. Jeremy is going to ask Christy some questions that dudes probably more likely to know, and then I will throw some questions at Dan that women probably more likely to know. Best out of three will win. If we're tied after three, we go to sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first to rub salt in the wound. The women are going first today.
All right, sweet Christy, here we go. I will give you a movie question. Age of Extinction, Dark of the Moon, and The Last Night. All titles in what film franchise?
Oh.
Take a guess. Take a guess. Hurry.
Star Wars?
No, ma'am. No. It's Transformers.
Oh, my goodness, and I love those movies. I just don't pay attention to the title.
More than meets the eye. They're the best movies ever.
I love those movies.
I know, and they've got a new one coming out, too.
You love the Transformers movies?
They're so good, though.
I do love the Transformers. I am a Bumblebee fan through and through. I adore that car. Yeah.
I think you're adorable right now.
You're a Bumblebee.
Well, thank you.
Many years ago, I was on a trip to Chicago for something, and I was walking down just off of Michigan Avenue in Chicago, and the police are there, and they've got the roads barricaded. This is the middle of the day, And I look ahead and there's a car that is upside down and a ton of people milling around and stuff like that. And I was like, what the hell happened? And the guy next to me goes, no, they're shooting one of the Transformer movies.
Yeah, it's a mess.
And so my goodness.
So they had to have the upside down car and all that other stuff. They were just shooting a scene from a Transformers movie.
You could have been there, Christy.
You could have been an extra. I could have been an extra. All right, no point for you yet. Over to Dan we go. Dan, how would you like a movie question yourself?
Sure, I'll try.
What animated classic features songs like Part of Your World and Kiss the Girl?
The Little Mermaid.
That is correct.
You gotta kiss the girl.
He knows his Little Mermaid.
Sha-la-la-la-la-la. All right. Yeah, I know the song. What are you looking up over there?
I'm just typing in the date so I don't ask this question again for at
least
a year.
You're looking up for like Little Mermaid music or something.
No.
All right, Christy, I got one for you. Let's see. When it comes to barbecuing, what is a mop used for?
To put the sauces on the meat.
Yeah, slather that meat.
It rubs the sauces on the meat.
The juices and the marinades. All right, you got that one.
All right, we're tied up one apiece. Back to Dan. What I got for you here? Tell me this, Dan. What colors, two colors, are traditionally used? Obviously, you can do anything you want, but what colors are traditionally used for French tip nails? Take a guess. Two colors.
Pink and blue.
Very good guess. You got one of them.
You got the pink.
You got the pink. The other one is white. Pink and white.
Yeah.
Good try.
Oh, boy.
We're still tied one apiece. Back to Christy.
I hear your little kiddo coughing, Christy.
Ugh.
Gross.
I think that might have been Dan's because mine, she's not coughing right now.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Enough. Somebody's coughing.
Who's coughing there with you, Dan?
Somebody has a childlike voice that is coughing.
I don't think anyone's coughing.
I heard coughing.
My daughter's saying sprinkles.
Why is she saying sprinkles?
Why?
She's eating a donut that has sprinkles on it.
Oh, okay. sprinkles. Man, it's good to be a kid, isn't it?
Isn't it? Aren't
they
adorable?
The only care in the world is
That's
sprinkles.
So
aren't they adorable?
And then they
grow up and turn into little monsters. I mean, where does that happen?
Then you grow up and you can't have donuts because you get fat if you eat them. Man.
Sprinkles. How old is your daughter?
The one that says sprinkle, she's two. I have a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old as well.
Wow, Dan. Dan's been busy.
Yeah. He's got some customer success going himself.
Sprinkle. Where are we at? I don't even know. I've lost track.
So here's where we are. It's tied one apiece.
Okay.
We're going to Christy's third question.
All right, Christy. What is the name of the giant sporting goods store that is located in Northfield, Stapleton?
Dick's Sporting Goods?
No.
Oh.
That is the Bass Pro Shop.
Is there not a Dick's there, though?
Oh, my goodness.
That's not a giant sporting goods store. That's a medium-sized
one. Oh, no.
I don't know if there's a Dick's there or not, but the big one out there is the Bass Pro Shop.
I'm just asking. All I'm doing is cutting it off at the pass from all the 10,000 text messages.
Don't text us. I was looking for Bass Pro Shops.
So just let it be, people.
It's gigantic.
And we go there every year for Santa.
Do you?
To Bass Pro Shops?
How did you not get that one right then?
It didn't even cross my mind.
Man. They've got that giant fish tank there that people jump in and they're not supposed to.
No, they don't.
Why do they jump in?
It was a TikTok thing for a while that everybody was going to the Bass Pro Shops or like a Cabela's too, and they were jumping in the big fish tanks just to, you know, get the clicks and likes. Yep.
Hmm.
This is why my kids can't watch TikTok, see?
Smart move,
this
Mom. Smart move.
TikTok on the clock and the party don't stop. All right, Dan, if you get this, you win the game. If you miss it, we go to sudden death overtime. This is pretty darned easy. What do you do with an emery board? What do you do with that?
I've never even heard that word before.
Take a guess. Hurry.
Crafts.
What did you say?
Crafts. You do crafts.
Crafts. No, an emery board is that thing that you see women filing doing their nails.
Yeah.
It's an emery board.
File them down. Smooth them out.
You work on your nails with an emery board. Yeah. That's what that is.
Now you know.
Well, you know, you learn something new every day, right? And we now go to sudden death overtime.
Dun, dun, dun.
First one to get one right will win. So, Christy's up.
Still alive over here.
Come on now. Focus. Who was the host of that TV show that was called Dirty Jobs?
Oh, my goodness. Mike? I can see him. Does that count?
Good-looking guy, right?
Oh, yeah. He's rugged.
I had a man crush on him quite a while. Mike Rowe is what I'm looking for. I needed it all.
Yeah, Mike Rowe.
Oh, I was so close.
So close.
Yeah, you're right there. Here's where you can steal the game, Daniel. And it's multiple choice.
Nice.
Nice. Sprinkles, sprinkles.
We might need to get a recording of your two-year-old saying that, and then we can use it as one of our little drops that we play.
Is she right there?
Yeah, she's right here.
Put her on the phone real quick to make her say sprinkles.
What's her first name?
Sprinkles. Oh, boy.
I know that.
Say sprinkles, sprinkles, sprinkles.
Sprinkles,
sprinkles,
sprinkles.
That was
horrible.
That was an abject failure. Absolute failure.
I think she said a cuss word.
Stop the car, let her out right now.
No more sprinkles for that kid. Dip, dip, bop,
dip, bop, bop. Your daughter is drunk, sir. What is going on?
All right. Well, that was a failure.
Yeah. Well, it was a try. You know, it's like I always say, got to at least try, right? Go fishing, see what you catch. Dan, here's your multiple choice. Tell me, I'm going to name four people. You tell me which one was not a character on Glee. Which one of these was not a character on Glee? Was it Santana, Joey, Quinn, or Rachel?
Rachel.
No. Rachel was definitely on that show. Joey. Hey, Joey.
Joey.
Joey was not a character on Glee. The game continues.
I'm running out of questions that I want to ask. What is...
Oh, wait a minute. Let me interject.
Yeah.
It's only 1-1. You guys only gotten 25% of your questions. However... Yeah. You're both delightful people, and so we don't mind. Yeah.
Good humans.
Yeah, we don't mind. You're good people to talk to. We could talk to you for another hour. So,
45 minutes tops. Okay. What car company makes the Acadia SUV?
GMC?
Correct.
That's it. The game is over.
Woo!
Oh!
Woo! Woo!
That is, like I said, salt in the wound for the boys.
Dan, you had plenty of chances, man.
Man, oh, man.
Yeah, it's missed opportunities.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey, listen, you got to take some medicine, too. Are you ready to hear it?
Yeah, bring it.
All right.
Yeah.
Girls rule!
Yeah, they do.
They rule big time
today. Did you get yourself a donut, too, Dan?
I did not. I got myself, we went to QT, I got myself a frozen hot chocolate.
Yeah,
that's cute.
Ooh,
okay,
that's cute.
So it's funny. I posted a photo on social media a few years ago of one of those QT frozen hot chocolates, and my caption was, "Isn't this just a milkshake?"
It's a milkshake. It's a chocolate milkshake.
Frozen hot chocolate is a milkshake.
There's nothing hot about it.
No, agreed. But I'll use the branding.
That's right.
Enjoy, buddy. Enjoy.
You are the best customer success coordinator we have ever spoken with.
Well, I appreciate that, guys.
You go have a great day, okay?
Bye, Dan.
You guys too.
Bye, bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Christy for the win.
Look at you.
Yay!
What'd you have for breakfast today?
Nothing actually yet.
Nothing.
Oh. Too busy taking care
of
that.
No, you gotta get up and feed the kids first and get them ready for school.
All right. Not the one with strep throat, though.
No, you got to get some penicillin in her.
Yeah, no, she gets the medicine, the boys get fed, and they're at school now, so.
All right. Listen, you were charming and delightful. The girls are undefeated in April, so
woo-hoo!
You stand by, and Josh is going to visit with you about that great prize, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you guys so much. Have such a great day.
You as well. Thank you. Thank you.
I'd say we have the greatest listeners on the planet. Boys Against Girls brought to you by Efficient Comfort Heating, Cooling, and Mechanical. The boys will try to get on the board next week. We'll see what happens. It's five to nothing, girls?
I don't know. Boys are getting slaughtered.
It's 6-0, girls.
All right. Good.
We'll play again on Tuesday.